Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says three criminal laws will lead to most modern criminal justice system in the country. Government seeks input from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in National Testing Agency. U.S. Apex Court rules former President Donald Trump has immunity for official, not private acts. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Assam and Meghalaya today. And India finishes on top at Under 23 Asian Wrestling Championship in Jordan. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the three criminal laws which came into effect from yesterday will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Mr. Shah said the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier, only the rights of the police were protected, but now the victims' and complainants' rights will also be protected. The Home Minister said the priority in new laws has been given to crimes against women and children. He said new laws will also have the provisions against mob lynching.
आजादी के 77 साल बाद हमारी क्रिमिनल जस्टिस सिस्टम पूर्णतया स्वदेशी हो रही है और भारतीय इथोस के आधार पर ये चलेगी। ये कानून जब हर थाने में अपना काम करना चालू करेंगे तब दंड की जगह न्याय लेगा, देरी की जगह स्पीडी ट्रायल और स्पीडी जस्टिस मिलेगा और पहले सिर्फ पुलिस के अधिकारों की रक्षा की गई थी, अब पीड़ितों के अधिकारों की रक्षा और जो कम्प्लेनेंट है इसके भी अधिकारों की रक्षा करने का काम होगा।
Mr. Shah also slammed the opposition, alleging that they have been spreading lies about these laws. Both the Houses of Parliament yesterday discussed on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. Participating in the discussion in the Lok Sabha, BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the initiatives taken by the government in different sectors in the last 10 years. He said several steps have been taken by the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the welfare of people and growth of the economy. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi raised the issues of alleged irregularities in NEET exam, Agniveer scheme, unrest in Manipur, demonetization, rising inflation, farmers' issues, among others. During his speech, Rahul Gandhi made a remark on a particular community which was objected by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah. On this, Speaker Om Birla said members should maintain the sanctity of the House while speaking. Later, Mr. Gandhi clarified that his statement was not against a particular community, but it was directed towards the BJP. In Rajya Sabha, when the House met yesterday, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition members on alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. Later, the House resumed discussion on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw accused the Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi of making comments against a particular community during his speech in the Lok Sabha. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said people are hurt by his statement.
श्री राहुल गांधी ने आज लीडर ऑफ ऑपोजिशन के पद की गरिमा को इतना नीचा किया है और राजनीति को एक ऐसे लेवल पे लेके गए हैं जो कि निंदनीय है। संपूर्ण देश श्री राहुल गांधी के इस बयान से दुखी है और इस बयान की जितनी निंदा की जाए उतनी कम है।
Mr. Vaishnaw alleged that Congress has always tried to undermine the constitutional institutions. He said the party has only weakened and undermined the parliament and the judiciary during their tenure. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a meeting with the Assam Agriculture Minister Atul Bora in New Delhi yesterday with the aim of rapid progress of agriculture sector in the country. During the discussion, promoting soil health, increasing storage capacity, horticulture in Assam and many other topics related to agriculture and farmers' welfare were discussed. Mr. Chauhan said that the interest of farmers and the agriculture sector is paramount and the central government will continue to provide full support to Assam on organizing capacity building workshop and training. The Delhi High Court is scheduled to hear Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea challenging his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI linked to the alleged liquor policy case. The matter will be heard by a bench presided over by Justice Neena Bansal Krishna today. Kejriwal in his plea said that the CBI has not presented any new evidence or justification for his arrest in their arrest memo or the grounds of arrest. The Aam Aadmi Party leader had challenged the court order on 26th of June. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. The government has sought suggestions and response from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in the National Testing Agency or NTA. In a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Ministry said that high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan has sought suggestions, views and ideas from students and parents. The ministry added they can express their views on reforms in the mechanism of the examination process, improvement in data security protocols and structure and functioning of the NTA. Students and parents can send their response till the 7th of this month to the committee. In some international news, the United States Apex Court has for the first time recognized that former presidents of the country have immunity from prosecution for certain actions taken in office. The ruling comes as the U.S. top court threw out a judicial decision rejecting former President Donald Trump's bid to shield himself from federal criminal charges involving his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. The court yesterday ruled that former presidents are shielded from prosecution for actions they take within their constitutional authority as opposed to a private capacity. The ruling marked the first time since the nation's 18th century founding that the Supreme Court has declared that former presidents may be shielded from criminal charges in any instance. 78-year-old Trump is the first former U.S. president to be criminally prosecuted as well as the first former president convicted of a crime. India maintained top spot as the leading source market for Sri Lanka's tourism sector. The data released by Sri Lanka Tourism Development Authority stated that so far in the first 6 months of the year, over 1,84,000 Indian tourists have visited Sri Lanka. With the arrival of over 1,13,000 tourists into the island nation in June, the tourism sector is witnessing a huge surge of tourists as compared to last year. Of these, over 28,000 tourists were from India alone. Sri Lanka also welcomed the 1 millionth tourist this year on Saturday. Around 50 Palestinian prisoners arrested during the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestine were released yesterday. Israeli sources said that the prisoners were released from various Israeli facilities, including the military detention camp of Sedeh Teiman in the south, where many Palestinians arrested during the ongoing conflict were held. They said that the release was part of an effort to reduce the number of detainees in Sedeh Teiman. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Assam and Meghalaya today. Heavy rainfall is likely to continue in various parts of North India, including Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan and Bihar for the next 3 to 4 days. Similar conditions are also likely in Gujarat and West Coast. We have more on the further development of monsoon from our correspondent.
Conditions are favorable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the monthly outlook of the India Meteorological Department, monthly rainfall over the country as a whole during the month of July is most likely to be above normal. Normal to above normal rainfall is most likely over most parts of the country except many parts of northeast India and some parts of northwest, east and southeast peninsula India where below normal rainfall is likely. The maximum temperature is likely to be normal to below normal over many parts of the northwest India and south peninsula India except the west coast. The latest Monsoon Mission Climate Forecast System indicates that the La Nina conditions are likely to develop during the second half of the monsoon season. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, the national capital observed very light drizzle early in the morning. However, for the rest of the day, generally cloudy sky with heavy rain is expected in the city. The minimum and maximum temperature are likely to hover around 27 and 33 degrees Celsius. In the Kashmir Valley, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra is in South Kashmir Himalayas is going on smoothly with each passing day amid tight security cover. More from our correspondent.
Over 23,000 pilgrims drawn from different parts of the country paid their obeisance at Himalayan cave of Sri Amarnath Ji on third day of pilgrimage yesterday. While a fresh batch of 6,537 yatris left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Jammu for twin base camps of Nunwan Pahalgam and Baltal Sonamarg in a cavalcade of 261 vehicles early this morning. With this, the total number of pilgrims visiting the 3,888-meter-high cave shrine in deep Himalayas during the last 3 days has reached 51,981. The pilgrims visited via twin tracks of Baltal and Pahalgam Chandanwadi routes as well as choppers to the holy cave shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
Indonesia and NFDC Film Festival began at the National Museum of Indian Cinema in Mumbai yesterday. This six-day fiesta for cinema lovers is scheduled to be held till the 6th of this month and marks the third edition of the NFDC Film Festival. This event also celebrates the cultural exchange between Indonesia and India through the medium of cinema. In the opening ceremony, chief guest Akshat Ajay Sharma was present in the traditional lamp lighting ceremony and ceremonial unveiling of the festival banner. On to sports. In wrestling, India finished on the top at the Under-23 Asian Wrestling Championship 2024 in Amman, Jordan. The young Indian grapplers clinched a total of 8 medals in freestyle wrestling, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze medals. Abhimanyu in the 70kg category, Jyoti Kumar in 92kg, Sahil Jaglani 97kg and Aniruddh Kumar in 125kg category bagged the gold medals. Rohit in 65kg and Jaydeep in 74kg contributed with silver medals, while bronze medals were secured by Shubham in 57kg and Amit in 79kg. This is an all-time performance by the Indian contingent at the prestigious event. In the UEFA European Football Championship, Portugal and France have advanced to the quarterfinals. Portugal defeated Slovenia in the penalty shootout 3-0 in Frankfurt, Germany last night. The pre-quarterfinal headed into a penalty shootout after both teams failed to produce a breakthrough in the stipulated time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. Reflecting an opposition with its highest tally in 10 years, opposition finds voice in parliament, Rahul debuts as LOP, government returns fire, states the pioneer. Quoting the Home Minister on the new criminal laws, the statesman writes, justice replaces punishment, Indian soul added. A top front page headline in the Economic Times writes, with key metrics signaling a good show, economy and strong wicket after fiscal first quarter, as GST scores big and auto sales provide a solid start. Rafale's Make in India plans get shot in the arm, cites Hindustan Times, with French aviation major in process of acquiring land near Greater Noida. Australia doubles visa fee for foreign students, notes the Indian Express. And finally, the Times of India informs, yoga all set to become Asia's sport as early as 2026. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says 3 criminal laws will lead to most modern criminal justice system in the country. Government seeks input from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in National Testing Agency. U.S. Apex Court rules former President Donald Trump has immunity for official, not private acts. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Assam and Meghalaya today. And India finishes on top at Under 23 Asian Wrestling Championship in Jordan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.